For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Phil Smith of the Drug War Chronicle with this week's corrupt cop story for the Drug Truth Network. This week we're going to sunny Miami, Florida, where Miami police officer David Lee Donaldson is now under investigation for selling confidential information to drug dealers, after one convicted dealer told authorities Donaldson had been doing so for years. The convicted drug dealer approached police with his story in February, and then police wired him up for a meeting with Donaldson at Miami's Flagler Dog Racing Track. The dealer told Donaldson he needed two license plates for him because someone had taken cocaine from him and owed him $30,000. The cooperative Donaldson reported back that he couldn't find the plates in question, but the dealer paid Donaldson $200 for his troubles, and that was enough for Miami police to swoop. Officer Donaldson now faces up to 15 years in prison on charges of unlawful compensation, otherwise known as bribery. As always, there are more corrupt cop stories this week. Check them out online at www.stopthedrugwar.org.
The Drug Czar claimed victory in the cocaine wars late last week. In a press briefing on November 17th, John Walters asserted that at the retail level, cocaine prices had risen and average purity had fallen between February and September of 2005. The Czar even presented data showing 2 years' worth of quarterly price and purity fluctuations to support his claim. The Czar didn't show the data from the previous two decades. There are actually fluctuations in price and purity every quarter. The changes he touted were well within the normal range of the past several years. In any event, the prices are much lower and the purity higher than they were in the 1980s. Our government claims that this new data shows the success of the Andean Counter-Drug Initiative, also called Plan Colombia. Yet it's more likely this shows the impact of rising fuel prices on transportation costs. Even cocaine dealers have to buy gasoline. Copies of the Czar's presentation, as well as earlier federal price and purity data, are available from the Common Sense website at commonsensedrugpolicy.org. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of drugwarfacts.org.
Here's some good advice. Whether you're angry, or whether it's to lower your criminal sentence, or if it's for money, snitching is just plain wrong.
Next time I see that son of a bitch smoking a joint, I'm going to have his ass busted.
You're under arrest. Put your hands behind your back. Stop struggling.
Not only will you hurt the arrestee, you will hurt his family, any organizations he belongs to, and in the long run, you will hurt yourself. Traitors, liars, cowards, snitches.
We swim in a sea of snitches nowadays.
That last quote was from the noted San Francisco attorney, Tony Serra. The demise of the drug war will come much sooner to protect you and your family the day you stand and declare no more. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.